You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.
Hey, you guys! I'm making my lunch! So can I get you gentlemen something more to drink? Or maybe something to nibble on? Some pizza shooters, shrimp poppers, or extreme fajitas?
It's the Lunchtime Show with Bill and Jason, live from the Mulberry Food Court.
I said lunch, not lunch!
Lunchtime Show.
Cool.
Oh my God! Ah! There's a gunman in the mall, Bill. Hey, Bill, how's it going?
There is? Where?
It's foggy. He's disgruntled. Disgruntled employee.
X ammo.
Hey, Bill, how are you doing, sir? It's the Lunchtime Show.
I'm good. How are you?
October 23rd, 2007.
Haven't done this in a while. A little bizarre.
In 3 days, I will be 36 years old.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap. I'm old. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, Lucy. I got nothing, Bill.
The hell happened? You turn into Ricky Ricardo briefly there? You're losing it, aren't you? You can't deal with the age.
Whatever happened to the Ricky Ricardo impressions and the Babaloo? It seemed to...
I don't know. I still say Babaloo all the time. In fact, sometimes I'll call my dog Babaloo just for the hell of it.
Babaloo. What about... do you remember Weird Al Yankovic's... Ricky?
Oh, God, yeah.
Ricky!
I think that was on, Weird Al in 3D or some one of those albums.
Hey, Ricky! Oh, God.
Was that on the same album as Yoda? I loved that one.
Yoda. That was like his first album, wasn't it?
It was his first or second album. Just remember the opening line. I went to a swamp down in Dago Bar where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda.
Yeah.
I just loved that. I was like, that's the best song ever.
Freaking genius. Did you ever listen to the Dr. Demento show?
Yeah, I have old like MP3s of them.
I believe that's the first time I ever heard Weird Al. You know,
I think he played My Bologna. The parody of My Sharona, and that was the first time he was ever on. Dr. Demento show.
A hip cousin, you know, one of those people who always knew about stuff before anybody else. It seemed like.
Oh yeah, of course.
And it was just like my cousin Candy. She was like the coolest person. Like, wow, she knew about all this music before it seemed like you had ever even heard of it. And she was like, yeah, you ought to listen to the Dr. Demento show. And it's like, what's that? And it's just like that fateful day when you learn what the Dr. Demento show is.
You don't know? It's only the best thing ever.
I remember...
Where have you been?
My cousin Candy used to draw comic books with us in it, like all of her other cousins.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was called The Tex Gang, where we'd all solve crimes and stuff.
Oh, so like the Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah, but it was called the Tex Gang because we all lived
Whenever
in Texas.
Whenever you're in trouble, they'll be there on the double.
And one,
they're the Bloodhound Gang.
One year I asked her about it. I said, hey, do you have those old Tex Gang comics? She goes, I threw all those out. I was really embarrassed about them when I was a teenager.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, when she was a teenager, she was embarrassed about all of it and just threw them all out. Wow.
Oh, that's too bad.
That sucks.
I've done that before, though, where I've, like, seen something and go, oh my god, this is so embarrassing, and you just want to throw it away.
Yeah. I, like, there's some stuff that I thought was cool, and some, like, really gay that you think is cool when you're a kid. I remember I came up with a superhero group, and it's so gay now, in hindsight. It was called the American Angels.
Oh, really?
It was, like, these four dudes, and they had, like, motorcycle helmets on, but like with the American flag on it, and they had like feathers sticking out of their helmets for some reason.
Were they actually gay?
I don't know. No, I don't believe so. But
what's with the feathers?
I don't know. I must have just
subconscious gay activity.
If you looked at it, you could see my influence was G-Force right away. G-Force is where I got everything. But did somebody have a feather in their helmet on G-Force? I don't know where
I don't think so.
But it was the American Angels.
Every time, like this past season on Cal XY, one of the brothers, stepbrother, whatever, of Kyle's plays this game called G-Force. And every time I hear him mention it, I always think of G-Force. It makes me laugh. Like they couldn't come up with a better name.
Was Keop the strangest character in cartoons or what?
I don't know. Maybe. I think the snork that just made sounds was pretty crazy.
You know, we have those storm sirens, whatever they called, tornado alert things that wah, in town, the horns that you see?
Yes. Tooter! Tooter was the snork's name. I just remembered it.
Those horns remind me of snorks when I see them. I was like, hey, look, a snork.
I always wondered how snorks talked underwater.
Hey, you got a point there. You know what?
They had the snork, but what the hell did the snork really do other than act like another appendage? I mean, really? They used it to propel themselves in the water. I remember that. But, like, they have like a buildup of methane that would propel them, or I don't know. Snorks are kind of crazy, man. They're deep.
That's some weird stuff.
And they wouldn't go to the one area in the ocean because it was like the dark area. It was dangerous. And they'd always end up going there on some madcap
adventure. Dude, I totally did not watch this show.
I loved the snorks. It was Saturday morning was like snorks and what else? Gummy bears.
Wow.
Which had the best theme song ever. Gummy bears.
What year was this at?
Here and there and everywhere.
I'm wondering what year this was.
I don't know. It had to be late 80s, early 90s.
Every Saturday morning, usually when I was a kid, we would spend the night at my grandparents over the weekend because it was so boring at home. And it was like, let's go to grandma's.
It was less boring at your grandparents'?
Well, every Saturday, we would do the trip to the mall, and of course, my grandparents spoiled us, so, you know, that was always good.
Yeah.
So, but Saturday morning, I'd wake up, you turn on the TV, and there's just a plethora of cartoons on, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS. And
CBS had the best, though, the Saturday Supercade.
Saturday Supercade, gather around, or something like that, but
time for some Supercade fun.
I think for
fun.
A while, NBC was my favorite, but ABC, I believe, had the Super Friends one.
Yeah, ABC did. NBC was good, too, there. And then, I think, was it ABC that had the Garfield and, what was it, the other one, Acres, something Acres, with the pig and the rooster and all them, I can't remember. But I like them. Oh, and Fox added, like, X-Men. Like, in the early 90s, they had that X-Men series.
By the time Fox was around, I wasn't a kid anymore, so.
Yeah, but even my sister, who was your age then, watched X-Men with me. She loved that shit. See, you know the theme song. Stop it.
I made fun of all the cartoons at that point. I was like,
oh, yeah.
The animation in this show sucks.
Well, the animation in the X-Men cartoon really did suck.
It was all stiff. Everybody was all stiff. And when you go, like, if you watch Kaboom.
I don't think they. they didn't spend the money to send that to Korea. I think they did that in-house.
One of my favorite cartoons was Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends with Firestar and Iceman. What? Where did they come up with this? But the animation sucks ass. But I loved it.
How did they get Iceman into the Spider-Man?
I don't know. He went to college with Peter. And Firestar, was she invented for the cartoon? Because I've never seen her since.
Yeah, I think she was.
Firestar. But you know what's funny is my daughter is so into Spider-Man. She will watch anything with Spider-Man. Like commercials. Spider-Man. Spider-Man this. Spider-Man that. Like YouTube.
Did you ever watch that CGI one they did on MTV with Neil Patrick Harris?
No,
NPH
I didn't.
Doing the voice?
I couldn't stand the animation in it.
Yeah, I watched it once and just couldn't get into
it
because it was too...
It's stiff. Once again, stiff. I don't like the
stiff. There's no personality in it.
Yeah, but if there's this channel called Kaboom...
Is it
Kaboom or just Boom? No, it's Kaboom. On, it's right next to the cartoon channel on the guide.
you mean Boomerang.
Boomerang, that's it. That's it. Boomerang. They'll show like old Super Friends
Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah,
they show all Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
And
I can't believe how
shitty some of the animation is on those.
The animation on those Hanna-Barbera cartoons were so bad, like the Super Friends.
And this is stuff that I like loved as a kid, but it's just like, wow, the Super Friends had horrible animation.
It's so crazy how stuff that existed before that looks better than that. Like the wacky races and
Hong Kong, Bugs Bunny, the Warner Brothers cartoons, all those had great animation. It was this crappy... Is it when they went to Korea and started doing animation?
I think it's whenever they started outsourcing the stuff and they weren't real good. But yeah, I think you're right. I think that's whenever it always went to Korea and it just didn't come back very well.
They started holding guns to the heads of their animators?
Well, maybe in North Korea.
Shout out to Andy in the chat room. How you doing, Andy?
Our lone fan, Andy.
Hey, Radio Dan's in there, too. Now, Bill, we took last week off.
He has to be there.
We took last week off, and I think it angered many listeners to the Lunchtime Show.
Oh, boo friggin' who? Seriously. People need a break, man. We don't get paid for this crap.
Ah, good times.
We wanted to play Halo. I had stuff to do. Deal with it.
You know what? I still want to play Halo.
Yeah.
You know what's...
And now we have Gears of War and NHL 08 to work on.
I know. No, Bill, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars. I really would like to, but...
It's a very good-looking show, but this year it's even been hard for me. You know, it just... Now I just kind of concentrate on the breasts and the butts.
The reason I want to watch it is because I'm a huge, huge Tom Bergeron fan. He's just a great guy.
Oh, isn't he clever?
Yeah, he's clever. He's very talented. But last night, Marie Osmond dropped dead on the show, I believe. Is that what I hear?
I thought she did.
I was watching it live.
My dad and I are sitting there watching it, and, you know, she just stumbled through some horrible routine where... You know, it's so funny. She wears like these frigging support stockings as pantyhose to hold all of her blubber in on her legs.
Oh my god!
I mean, it's really embarrassing. And she was obviously she's really thick, so she was corseted in like you wouldn't believe into this dress, and she couldn't breathe after doing the dance, and she just her eyes turned up in the back of her head and she dropped like a sack of potatoes. You should have heard the thump. It was in especially when it was in Dolby Digital Surround. It was like dump dump dump. I think my bass even turned on whenever it happened.
When I was a kid, they had the Donnie and Marie show, and I had a huge crush on Marie Osmond.
Well, you know what? She wasn't bad back then, but now it's like you pump out 8 kids and. You know, have postpartum depression and you're mildly psycho.
Hey, you know what? I have a clip of this. Let's check it out. Just listen to the drop. And boom goes the dynamite on Talk Radio X.
Okay. Before we get to the judges, Let's get
like,
some recognition.
I honestly thought she was high or drunk because she's so acting so weird right now.
Under the baton of our musical director, Harold Wheeler. All right,
is that Herbie Hancock?
Yeah. Let's go to our head judge first, Len Goodman. What did you think?
Head judge.
Well, you know, for the amateur dancer, for me, this dance, the samba, is the hardest one to master.
I agree.
There's lots of different rhythms going on. You have to do steps on
drunk.
The spot. You have to move around the floor. You've got to get this elusive bounce action.
Just catch
going.
Your breath,
and
lady.
Of course, you've got to show the gaiety and the fun of the samba.
Now.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh my God, a very special.
And they were in break for like 10 minutes.
All right, okay, welcome back to the show.
She's dead, isn't she, Tom? Just break it to us.
About to see her backstage as she awaits her scores, and I want to just quote her exactly. She passed out. She fainted, as you saw. And the first words out of her mouth when she saw us all leaning over her were, "Oh, crap." So she is a trooper indeed. And she's backstage with Jonathan.
Oh, crap, because when she passed out, she shit her pants and pissed herself.
Sorry. All right, let's go ahead and get your scores.
Oh, I hit my scores.
Will the judges please reveal their scores?
Can yes, would up? They?
They should have gave her tens for that fall.
Seven.
Bruno Tognoli.
Seven.
All right, a 21 out of 30.
Bruno Tognoli.
Tens, it didn't work.
No, you don't plan those things. Once in a while that happens to me when I get winded and I stop grieving. I'm so sorry.
Well, you look
I'm really sorry.
It sounds like, is there some kind of prescription thing going on?
Yeah. Someone's got a little Darvis set in Jack Daniels in her bloodstream.
Is that a real show?
What?
That show, that's a real show.
Where people, Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, that's real?
Yeah, it's absolutely a real show.
That's weird.
They don't just have people on to pass out.
It's just
But they
weird.
Should every week now.
I mean, that's a show. People just dance and then they get graded on it or something.
Yes, they do.
How's Mark Cuban doing on it this year?
He is probably one of the worst dancers I've ever seen. But
how does he stay on there?
He's a geek and he likes to do geeky things and he's entertaining, but, you know, he's not a dancer.
Do people keep you on the show if you're entertaining, even if you suck?
Yeah. Sometimes they keep you on the show just because you suck.
Really?
Yeah, like Master P was on one year.
Master P? Who the hell is Master P?
Some rapper. I guess his son was supposed to do the show, and then his son broke his ankle, and Master P filled in for his
son.
Oh,
wait, I know who Master P is. Okay, is he the father of a little rapper kid?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I think he did that. Make him say,
You know, I saw him. It was when episode 2 came out, Attack of the Clones, and he went to Skywalker Ranch and he was interviewing everybody for MTV. And he was like, "Yo, George Lucas, when can I get me a laser sword? Can I get me a laser sword?" And he was like, George Lucas was just staring at him and goes, we'll set you up, man.
Can somebody please escort this black man out of the ranch, please?
Yeah. Someone please escort this man out the gate. He wants a laser sword. Laser swords.
Yo, George Lucas.
It's like, dude, why would you call it a laser sword unless you're reading it off a cue card, I guess?
You know what's so funny about that is that, you know, the whole idea of Sacha Baron Cohen's Ali G is like a parody of these guys, but it's really, I mean, that's who they are. That's what, I guess, what makes it so funny is the bad English and the attitude and just the ignorance.
Right.
But yeah, he was on Dancing with the Stars, Master P, that is. And he didn't even wear dancing shoes. He didn't go to the practices. He just shuffled around and, like, swung his hands around.
What
and
the
then
hell
he was
are
on
dancing
for, like,
shoes?
He was on for, like, 3 or 4 weeks in a row before they finally booted him off. The judges kept giving him, like 2s and 1s and, you know, just embarrassing scores, and he would stay there.
Well, what about, didn't Emmett Smith win it one year? Was he really that good?
Yeah, he won, but I don't think he was really that good. I think he just had a huge fan base.
And what was the other football player who made it all the way to the end?
Jerry Rice,
and he wasn't good, was he?
He was better than Emmett Smith.
He beat out Stacy Keibler, didn't he? And
yeah, which is shocking to me because Stacy Keibler. Well, you know what? I think it tends to show that the housefrouhs that watch Dancing with the Stars don't like the gorgeous women, and they tend to get booted sooner than anyone else. Like, maybe they just feel jealous that their husbands are looking at these beautiful women and they're, you know, self-conscious that they're big fat pigs. And so they kind of vote them off quicker than the other people.
Lil Romeo. Andy's talking.
Lil Romeo. What's with the Lil shit?
Lil
Bow Wow. I wonder if his name's now just Romeo.
Yeah. What? Remember when it was MC everything? Yo, I'm the master of ceremonies. MC
Hammer.
MC
Young MC.
Yeah, MC Escher.
MC Escher. MC Chris, the nerd rapper that does the excellent Boba Fett song, Fett's Vet.
Have you heard this latest news, Bill? Kid Rock.
Who I love. I think he's just a genius.
Yeah, he's all class. He, let me just read this story. The Waffle House, a bastion of cheap breakfasts and surprisingly great waffles, now has a reason other than tasty food to be in the news. Musician Kid Rock got a little rowdy in an Atlanta-area Waffle House Saturday night after a show. He beat up a male customer with the help of five of his groupies.
That's horrible.
And he got
the man just wanted waffles.
He got sent to jail for his actions. Apparently, horrible. The man they bloodied knew a woman who was with Kid Rock's party. They exchanged words. It got heated, and Kid and his friends got involved in order to defend her virtue.
I wonder what words those were. Like, yo, man.
Yeah.
Step.
Hey, yo. Hey, Kid Rock, one of your groupies is a whore. What'd you say, man? Huh? Ba with a ba, the ba da ba, ding a ding.
Yeah. Ba with a bob, prick.
Let's hope this doesn't sully the reputation of the esteemed Waffle House, as they really do serve one of the better chain diner breakfasts available.
Chain diner, good lord.
Have you ever eaten at the
Waffle
House?
I've been to
Waffle
Houses before, and those suckers are the greasiest of greasy spoons you can get.
I remember when I went with my buddy Ray, he was like, dude, let's go there. It's $3.99 breakfast, or it might have been $2.99. It was $3. All you
can eat
breakfast.
Yeah, there's a reason why the bacon's dog meat.
Yeah, you go there and you eat a meal, and it's all you can eat. After you eat your plate of breakfast, you can go, okay, now I want this breakfast. And they have to bring it to you.
They have to bring it to you.
You have to bring it to me. It's part of the deal.
Yeah. I'll have this now. Thank you.
Now, there's some
I'll have the country fried steak. That's not breakfast. It is now.
You know, speaking of, I think I was 15, 16 years old last time I've been to the Waffle House. I haven't been back since. That's how good it was.
I can't remember the last time I went to one. I lived by one for a few years.
See, I don't know anyone who is brave enough to go with me.
I don't know anyone that goes into a Waffle House. In fact, when somebody asked me, like, hey, let's go to the Waffle House, I said, no.
No. I kindly...
you know what? That's a really good idea.
Your invitation. Well, it's like ponchos. Do you have ponchos up there?
No, we don't, but I know what they are.
Ponchos, raise the flag. Raise the flag. They have a flag at your table because you're
busy
stuffing all this fake Mexican food in your mouth. You raise the flag so they bring you more and you don't even have to get off your fat ass. How delicious is that?
That is terrific.
It's awesome. So in the commercial,
they bring
the flag.
Piss pots to the table.
Raise
so you
the
just
flag.
Take a piss while you're eating.
Yeah. But I'll say to my wife, I go, hey, let's go to Poncho's. And her answer isn't no, it's F you.
Oh.
We're not going to Poncho's.
Well, some people feel very strongly about where they eat.
I remember one time I was very hungover with my buddy Ryan, and we went to, he's like, dude, let's go to Poncho's. I was like, that sounds good. So we're sitting there, we're eating away, totally silent, you know, we're just pigs at the trough, and we're sitting there for a second, and all of a sudden he goes, dude, this is a really bad idea. This is just a poor judgment on our part. I was like, I know what you mean.
It like a gastric bomb?
It was just like all of a sudden you can tell your body's doing things. It's like, this isn't going to be pretty, man. We got to get out of here. It's a ticking time bomb. Check, please.
While on your way out, you
raise
asked for
the flag. It's just like, that's like the worst slogan ever. Raise the flag.
Raise the white flag on your colon.
Yeah. I surrender. I can't take anymore. I'm about to shit my pants in this restaurant. You know what? Speaking of,
we had all you can eat Mexican places around here.
Oh, God. It's such a bad idea.
We have fake sopapilla places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, they have those there, too.
Like, here we have, like, a couple of them in town. Like, there's Sopapilla Express, Sopapilla something or other.
See, I grew up going to Poncho's, Bill, so I didn't even know Sopapillas were dessert.
Oh, really? Well, no, Sopapillas can be dessert, but they're also, you know, savory. Like, you can have them with chicken and
beef.
Yeah,
well, see, they would serve them to you in a basket at Poncho's, so you're eating, and I was like, oh, these are like rolls. What I would do is I'd tear it open, and, you know, they'd be hollow. And I'd drop beans and rice in it.
Sure. That's really what they're for.
They're delicious. I'm going to Poncho's, man.
Do you remember when Taco Bell actually had churros? Like, they would serve, like, you'd get, like, five of them in a bag.
Uh-uh.
Or sometimes you'd get just one.
I never understood
that. They actually have churros at one point.
What is it, the chili relleno?
The chili relleno in the
Is it like a deep fried chili pepper with cheese on it?
Yeah,
Why would anyone eat that?
And normally it has like rice and beans or meat. And yeah, it's a poblano pepper split and stuffed and fried.
I'm going to Poncho's, man. Whenever you come down here, you and I are going to Poncho's, and we're gonna raise the flag. Raise the flag. Raise the flag. They also have desserts there that look like they've
been
sitting out for years.
They'll see me walking in and go, oh shit, lock down the buffet.
Raise the flag.
Here comes fat ass.
Take their flags away. No! We need our flags.
That overweight comedian that would do the bit about going to the Chinese buffet and getting kicked out.
No, you're so big! Eat everything! You know, I love Chinese buffets, but is there anything worse than bad buffets? Once you're there, you're sitting down, you're like, oh.
Yeah, you really need to evaluate the buffet you go to before you eat.
There's, like, too many people there. There's flies flying around everywhere.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
That's when you know you have to leave.
The last buffet I went to, and I went in the bathroom to wash my hands, and they didn't have any soap available. All they had was like a Dawn liquid soap on the counter for everyone to share.
Oh my God. The worst buffet I ever went to, the bathroom had the condom dispenser.
What?
And it had that powdered soap.
Why is there a condom dispenser?
It's like, hey, this buffet is so good, it makes you want to think about sex.
There's many aphrodisiacs on the menu.
Yeah. The General Tso's chicken is so good, it gives you a boner. I don't know.
Our oyster bar. Eat as many as you want.
An oyster bar. Yeah, I would not be eating an oyster at a Chinese buffet.
Yeah, they've been sitting out all day long. Have some oysters.
You know what? They probably wouldn't even be oysters. They'd be like, you know, somebody in back would have pneumonia, and they'd be just hawking up loogies, going, "Oh yeah, this is a good oyster.
That bacteria is good for you. It'll clean out your colon." Oh, okay.
It'll clean out your entire body. It'll kill you.
Yeah. Awesome. How do we get on these little things?
I don't know. I haven't been to a buffet in so long.
I went to one.
Like, there's one. There's a couple around here, like hometown buffets, because around here, we're only about an hour away from Amish country, so there's like Yoders and
Yoders.
Miller's Essence, you know, all this.
My buffet.
Yes, all this buffet stuff, and
I never
it's
go
always
to regular
such garbage though.
I never
it's always
go to like country
pre-prepared
buffets or
fried food and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Yoda loves buffets.
I only go to like Chinese buffets. I've never been to like a country buffet or something like that.
They actually have restaurants around here called Hometown Buffet.
Yeah, we have those here too.
Yeah, and then there was Ponderosa, which had the Great Buffet or whatever. You'd go and buy a steak and get buffet with it.
You know what? Now that I think about it, the best buffet I've ever been to was after, I guess it would be at our honeymoon, the day after my wife and I were married, in the hotel had a breakfast buffet. And it
those
was
can
like,
be really good.
Yeah, because it's a really nice hotel, and
yeah,
it was just awesome. It's like
you can go down, and they'll normally have like a chef there, and you can get eggs however you want.
Yeah,
them,
they make
and
your omelet any way you yeah. want it, like as much hash browns as you want, and biscuits. It's yeah. just awesome.
Yeah, those are the best. Whenever they hotels like that. You know what's not bad is the IKEA buffet. That's not bad.
Oh yeah, meatballs. Like,
yeah, the Swedish meatballs, you just keep going back. And
I've only
have,
been
like,
to IKEA once.
Stuff.
We went to the grand opening of IKEA, and we had to park like a mile away. And I kept having to drive around looking for a spot, so I was like, you guys get out, I'll meet you there. Well, what I didn't know is when you got to the IKEA, you didn't just walk right in. You had to wait in a line because there were so many people there,
God.
I guess because of fire codes. Well, they're already in there waiting in line to eat, and I just parked the car, and I get up and it starts raining, except I had to wait outside to get in, so I'm like in the rain waiting to get in this place. And of course, if I'm alone, I'm like, F this, and I go home.
Yeah,
but
IKEA isn't worth that.
My family's already inside waiting on food, so I'm like, I'm screwed.
You couldn't go like, hey, my family's inside, I was just parking the car.
Well, you wait out here.
It's all of a sudden, the IKEA is a Chinese buffet.
Yes, you wait here!
Whatever.
They had ninjas guarding the door, apparently.
Yeah, no Swedish meatball for you!
Now, Bill, I've heard a rumor that Goonies 2 might happen.
Yeah, but that rumor's been around forever.
Yeah, but here's what I heard, that Jonathan Kikwan and Jeff Cohen...
Oh, Data.
Data and Jeff Cohen, Chunk... have been made aware that there is a sequel in the works, and would they be on board? And they said yes, and they were even showed character designs. Now, here was the thing that in the story, it's on cinematical.com, they said, character designs, does that mean it's an animated movie? But they've also...
It could just be design. You know, they do that a lot of times before they... You know,
yeah, they do character sketches and designs on live-action movies. On every movie, they do that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean
you find that out during the Oscars, whenever they, like, show the awards for best design and wardrobe and stuff.
Before a film goes from page to screen, it must go through a...
Oh, God, please
don't. Just shut up, God!
We know.
Shut up, Halle Berry.
Get onto something more important.
Film! It's such an important thing today, and we make costumes. And
that's William Shatner.
Effects.
At the Oscar. Isn't it normally Peter Coyote that does that?
Peter Coyote, yeah. He always does the screenwriting one, doesn't he?
I think he does the Oscars now, too. Like, just the entire announcement of it.
Yeah, I love Peter Coyote.
Great character actor.
He is. Ah. Hey, Bill, let's take phone calls. 818-935-5132. And let's not talk until someone calls in.
That might be a disaster. Might. You know. Just might.
Bill, look out!
How did all these people with weapons get into the mall?
I think it's Yoda with a shotgun! Jesus!
The Jedi shotgun.
Oh, hey, Bill, I played the demo to Dead Rising by myself in the dark and no one was home, and it creeped me out, man.
It can get pretty intense.
It's just the demo, but the thing, here's what creeped me out about it, is that the zombies are always coming towards you, And yet you can walk around and do whatever you want. So I'd find myself being distracted by picking up something. And then I'd look up and there's like three of them like real close to me. And I'd be like, oh, shit. You know, and you'd have to fight them off or whatever. And then you go somewhere else where they're far away. Just because I want to look at stuff, you can pick up all these objects in the game. Mm-hmm. But what's creepy is how they keep coming towards you the whole time. If you catch your attention, they keep coming towards you. And, you know, like I said, I've only played the demo, but that was enough to creep me out.
It is an intensely hard game. I mean, and it's one of those games you get so frustrated because there's, like, missions where you have to direct other, like, characters ahead of you. Like, you have to go rescue them or take them back to the safe spot, and it's...
Oh, God, it has escort missions?
Yeah, almost the entire game is escort missions.
Oh, God, that's death. I hate it.
Yeah, I hate it. It's like, ugh. And it's so difficult because the characters are so dumb that if they even do one thing, it's like they end up getting killed, and then you're shit out of luck, and you have to go back to the beginning. But it's open-ended. That's the one thing I do like about it. You can do any mission you want at any time. It's just so hard.
Is it the kind of thing you play with somebody else so they can take over when the frustration comes in?
It really is, yeah.
Steve and I would do that on Grand Theft Auto. There would be some missions where I'd be like, no! I'm going to smash a controller. I'm like, dude, you take over. There was this one, I don't remember which one it was on, but it was a remote-controlled helicopter mission.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I hated that.
And I was
mission.
Like, I am going to walk out this south of this house with a shotgun and just start killing innocent people if I do not get past this mission.
The control was so bad on that.
I know, and I would get...
All the flying stuff in Grand Theft Auto games, whether it's, you know, the original or Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. I think that's the one that had the helicopter mission.
And finally Steven did it, and I was like, thank you, God!
David Cross voiced the nerdy guy that you had to work with in that. But yeah, that was bad. I remember you had to fly the thing, and you had to track down vans and motorcycles and destroy the people or kill the people before they got to a certain point.
Yeah.
You'd have to track them all around
town. There was another one. It was a bomb mission. You had to shoot all the bombs or something.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm going to go beat an old lady. I can't take this anymore.
You get so angry that you end up going back to do the hot coffee mission.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This will relax me. Now I'm going to take a nap.
Wow, that was really exhausting. Nap time.
Hot coffee.
It affects us even in video games.
I love just having a sniper rifle and just picking people off with it.
Yeah, that's really... It's satisfying in Halo, too.
Yeah, but you know what? Grand Theft Auto, I've never finished any of those games. I lose interest.
So do I. It's so funny. It's like I played San Andreas up to the point where, like, you were run out of town and you were based in the country, and it got to the point where I was just like, ho hum, I'm done. I'm so sick of this mission there, mission here. And I don't think I finished a single one of them.
Yeah, you see right away when those games come out, there's someone who's like, I beat the game, I did it before anybody. I'm better than anyone. It's like, no, you're pathetic. Kill yourself.
Maybe we're just not good. Maybe we just suck that bad that we can't do it.
It just didn't hold my interest. But, you know,
I end up putting in cheat codes and killing everyone.
Yeah, I would end up just parking somewhere and getting as many cops on my tail as possible, shooting, and then, you know, driving around. And
yeah, you knew you were successful whenever they brought in the helicopter.
Yeah, you could fly over the city for no reason at all.
Yeah, and then they bring in a tank, and that was always interesting.
Yeah, see I like those. Those are definitely rentals, because I own... do I own one? Or I own Vice City, and yeah. I lost interest, you know? Hey,
it's crazy about it. They put so much money into them.
Yeah, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. They're fun games. I just don't have the discipline to finish it.
Yeah.
818-935-5132, call in now, or we're not going to say anything until anyone calls in. Right, Bill? Bill?
I'm not saying anything.
Oh, okay. I got you, Bill.
Uh-huh. Okay, well.
818-935-5132. I'm not saying anything from now on. So, Bill, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Still haven't good watched day. Heroes yet. I'm trying
really
to catch
haven't
up
watched
on,
Heroes yet.
I'm trying to catch up on Dexter.
Yeah, the old Kirsten Bell.
Kirsten. I've got two episodes of Dexter to watch. I've watched the first two of the season. That's such a great show, isn't it?
And it really is a good show. It's just fun. It's dark and it's fun and it's... I tell you what, though. I've said it before on the show. I cannot stand the woman he dates.
Right.
I don't know if it's just her character, her
acting. They
made
her especially moody this season.
Yeah, in the whole... I want you to go to Alcoholics or Narcotics Anonymous.
Yeah, that was so funny.
That was a great episode.
I love when she's like, are you an addict? And he's like, yes.
Yeah.
I am, and I have an addiction. I love that. That was genius.
The shit does to get out of having to show who he really is.
Yeah. I haven't seen past that episode, but it's a great, great stuff.
Yeah, what night is that on? Is that on Sunday nights?
Sunday nights on Showtime!
You know what really pissed me off is recently I was looking around wondering if they were going to be doing... when the next season of Huff was coming on Showtime. And I found out they canceled it at the end of the second season. I was so pissed off because I really loved that show. I watched it religiously.
It was with
Hank Azaria and Oliver Platt.
Right. Didn't he play a therapist or something?
Yeah. Craig Huffstadt. I just really, really liked that show a lot, and I was so angry to hear they canceled it. Because I thought that was, like, one of their better shows.
I really like Brotherhood. It's a fun show.
I just started watching the first season. I really like it a lot.
Disturbing at times. It's a great show.
There were quite a few... It must be a pretty interesting show, because... this past week, I guess, there was a nude scene with Jenelle Maloney. And the captures are all over the place online.
Now, who's she?
I think she was with the politician brother. Blonde girl. Kind of lanky.
Jenelle Maloney. Not sure. What is the actress from? Because I've never even heard of her.
Yeah, I've seen her before, but I don't really know her well.
Yeah, I need to watch this week's.
Yeah, you'll know what I'm talking about once you see it.
So, Bill, no one wants to call us.
Oh, well. What else is new?
Yeah, screw you. Who run Minor Town? I see Andy's doing, Who run Minor Town?
Who run Mulberry Lunch, Embargo on...
Matt of Black.
Master Lester.
Matt of Black.
No, not Master! You know, it's crazy. This past week on MGM HD, they've been showing the Mad Max.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy to see it in high def, but also to watch the original and then see how it progresses to the Road Warrior and...
Yeah.
...on Thunderdome. It's like... Wow.
You know, I'm still not...
Sleep.
I've watched this movie so many times in the bad American dub version, I'm still, like, weirded out by, oh my god, natural voices.
Oh, yeah, because they play the Australian version.
Yeah, because at the beginning, the guy's like, I am the Knight Rider! And if the American version, it sounds like some bad speed racer voice. I am the Knight Rider! And it's just like, it's so bad. But,
Night Ranger?
Yeah. I am the Night Ranger! Sister Christian! But, Mad Max is a great movie. I love it.
It really is. It's a really good movie. I love the, and Mel Gibson looks so young.
I know. All the practical stunts they did.
Yeah, he must have been like 19.
I know. he does look...
Ridiculous.
And there's such a fun sense of humor with the film. I mean, I don't. It's a sick sense of humor, I guess.
Yeah, it's dark. It's like a dark comedy kind of feeling.
And I see I've seen that in other films now where they do the, he handcuffs the guy to his ankle and he goes, here's a hacksaw.
Yeah.
You can cut through the chain in 10 or your ankle in 5. You know? And that's been stolen for so many other things, hasn't it?
Well, hell, even Saw. Remember, they in the first one with Carrie Elwes, they do that, where they figure out they have to saw through their leg or whatever.
Yeah, wouldn't that be completely different if Max put Johnny the Boy in a room?
and then made a puppet talk with a distorted voice?
He's like, Johnny the Boy.
My name is Jigsaw.
I'm Jigsaw.
I can't believe that they've done another one. I mean, it just let it go, for crying out loud.
Was it Saw 4 or Saw 5?
Yeah, Saw 4. It was so funny because I was watching TV and it goes, it must be Halloween because it's time for Saw 4. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Hey, Foggy, do we have somebody on the line with us? Hello?
Hey, Bill. It's Credo.
Hey, Credo.
Is this Jim Credo Lewis?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing?
Okay. Like you guys wanted to call, so I figured I should call so the embargo would be off.
Embargo off.
Embargo on.
No, not Blaster.
No, he's just a child.
It's I like, wonder how dude, many people listening actually know what the hell we're talking
it's
about.
It's like, because you've gotten a worse midget to be in this film. Like, has he ever acted before?
Well, what about the kid with Down syndrome?
Only him.
I'm telling you, man, that was Corky.
He did a great job. Are you kidding me? Blaster was excellent in the film.
So what's up with you, Credo? How is the Baron?
He's coming along. He's, you know... Yeah, like he's still recording his lines for the next episode here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Oh, let's see. My mom wants to talk to me at the same time here. I'm. Looks like my phone. I'll talk to you later. Okay, mom. Okay. Yeah. See, like Quentin saw a concert yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, my aunt had some tickets. She didn't. She couldn't use, so she gave. Well, let's see Peggy Lee at the casino.
Oh my god, no you didn't.
Guess Peggy
no,
Lee?
Which casino? Yes. The Detroit MGM casino?
The Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant.
Did Don Rickles okay. open for her?
Yeah. It was just her and a 6-piece band. I'm
Dionne Warwick on. There?
She might have been there.
Okay. Smoking pot in the backstage.
Yeah. Let's see, like, I'm 41, and I was probably the youngest person in the audience.
Oh, man, that's bad. What do you think the general age was?
Probably in their 60s or 70s.
Did she sing Fever? Did she sing Fever? Like, was that creepy?
Oh, no, that was Peggy Lee who sang Fever.
Oh, okay. Oh, which one did you go see?
Patty Page.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like, I think I'm... Yeah, like her big hits was Tennessee Waltz and How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
Holy crap.
Jesus.
That's some... Oh, man.
How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
I didn't even know somebody was credited for that song.
Takes credit for that?
Yeah, I thought it was public domain.
I know.
I remember that song, if you've ever seen Pink Flamingos, the John Waters film.
Yeah.
Like, that was played at the end of the movie when Divine was eating a freshly squeezed piece of dog turds.
Yeah, that was probably the worst thing I've ever seen, ever. Him just sitting there with his hand underneath that dog's ass, and then looking at it and just cramming it in the mouth. I was like, that was horrible. Horrifying.
How much is the doggy in the window?
Is it, if it's in Korea, 5 cents! That make good meal!
5 cents?
5 cents!
The doggy in the window? I think the doggy in the window is tomorrow's special at the Chinese buffet.
Hello, is there somebody else on the line?
Hi.
Hello?
What?
Hello?
My name is Rocky Balboa.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Somebody with a soundboard.
How you doing?
I'm good, Rocky. How are you?
Can I ask you something?
Hey, you yeah, Rock.
What?
Can I talk to Polly?
Are you hungry?
I'm very hungry.
What?
Huh?
What?
Absolutely, hey.
Struggling.
I'll say what.
I think I know who it is, too.
You know, you ain't too happy at this moment, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Stick! That's right, stick! That's right, stick!
Wow.
Wow.
You're really a loser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good times.
Yeah, so how was the concert there, Credo?
No.
What the hell?
Okay, I think it's time to hang up on the caller.
Wow.
Okay, like, I think my only regret is I didn't bring enough money for gambling, though.
Oh, really? So you went to see Patty Page and
yes.
didn't bring money for alcohol or gambling?
Dude, I would have had to gotten lit before the show.
She's got to be in her 80s.
She's in her late 70s, I think. She said she started her recording career back in 1950.
How much is
I thought it was 1920.
In the window.
Wow. Yeah, she sang duets with Al Jolson.
Yeah, she did.
Al Jolson?
Swanee.
I love that guy.
I love any guy who's white and wears black face, you know, paint and big white lips.
How I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee.
Hey, let's see Snoop Dogg cover that now.
Snoop Dogg.
He couldn't do it justice.
How much is that Doggy in the Window, 1953? It wasn't even written by her. It was written by Bob Merrill in 52.
Is it public domain, though?
It's gotta be.
Could, like,
she
Eugene sing it on the show?
It was number one on the Billboard chart in 1953. Wow. What in the hell were they smoking back then? This is a great song. It's so good, it needs to be number one.
Hey, Credo, didn't you say that Mick got engaged?
Yep.
Wow, congratulations.
That's crazy fast. Yeah. Congratulations, Mick.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, God, no.
How's it going?
Excellent.
Good.
Thank
who's,
you.
Who's this?
Dr. Phil.
Jesus Christ.
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
Do you have how many children at home?
None.
Are you nuts?
No. Are you? Are you fiddling with the microphone? Are you trying to get it closer to the PC speaker?
Do you smoke?
Do I smoke?
I want you to start looking as a gay woman.
Okay, I can do that.
Do you resent your children?
I don't have any children, I told you.
That's okay.
Yeah, good. I know. Because I don't have children.
I think you lie being a victim because it's easier for you to rebel.
It's always easier to be a victim.
And I really do want you to consider one more thing.
Okay.
And that is, I want you to really, really, really search your heart and try to forgive yourself for everything that has transpired thus far.
Pork chop sandwiches!
Yeah.
You're a bitch. You're a bitch. I'm talking to you about the only person in this world you control, and that's you.
You know what? We control the phones, so, goodbye.
Nice one, Bill.
That's, man, that's bad stuff.
Pork chop sandwiches!
Those smell delicious.
What about you, Credo? Do you like pork chop sandwiches?
Bottoms up.
I don't know if I've ever had one or not.
You can't just lie. I don't think I've ever
had one. I don't think I've ever had one. Yeah, have you had a McRib?
Yeah. Like,
You've had a pork chop sandwich. It's just processed pork chop with fake ribs in it. I never understood that. Why did they bother putting the rib indentations in the processed meat patty? Like, was that going to make people go, wow, this is really ribby?
What? That's not real?
No, I'm sorry, it's not. It's pressed in a template.
So
it's
probably
pig assholes.
So, like, if I come back from lunch break and they're like, where'd you eat? And you go, oh, man, I had me some ribs. But if I had a McRib, does that mean I'm pretty much lying?
Yeah.
Wow, McDonald's made me a liar.
Because I don't think you can eat ribs on a bun with a pickle. And barbecue sauce.
Yeah, what is with the pickle? Like,
yeah, one pickle in the middle. Did they ever put onion on it? Or was it just pickle?
I think it's like one onion and one pickle.
Wow.
Damn
it. I always remember it being horrible. What, Credo?
Like, when I had onions on it. It's basically like a pork sausage, just shaped like a rib.
Yeah, that's what I always thought it was like. Like processed, like Velveeta is supposedly cheese, McRib is supposedly pork.
Right. Hello?
Okay. Okay, so I suck at soundboards.
Yeah, I knew it, Andy.
I was trying. I couldn't read the damn words. They were too small.
What?
Well, you couldn't hold the mic steady either.
My wit. My wit is not quick enough to run a damn good soundboard, okay?
I couldn't even...
You weren't exactly picking the best ones.
The Rocky Balboa was so hot, I couldn't understand what he was saying.
You had the mic so close on the Rocky one, I couldn't even understand him.
Oh, I could tell. It's
like... What?
Yeah, you know, I need a soundboard with Levelator on it. So,
what was that stick and move?
I think
move?
You just
what
need to delete all your soundboards. Just give it up entirely. Please.
Yeah, I think
trust.
I found something that I'm absolutely not good at.
Now, where's the Judge Judy soundboard?
I was typing in soundboard, sound. Pulling up everybody. Just terrible.
I'm the boss, applesauce. I'm the boss, applesauce.
She sounds like Edward G. Robinson.
We need a Grant Gabriel soundboard, Bill.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
You guys
need a 40 soundboard, a Mulberry 40 soundboard, which is y'all going, yeah, she. When I walked over here, she.
That'd only be amusing to us, though.
I know.
Everyone else would
we've been doing
click,
that more often,
turn
though.
Off.
Like, hey, how are you, kid?
Can I ask you something, maybe, Andy? Like, Andy. Have you ever spoken to Credo before? Would you like to say hello to Jim Lewis?
Credo, have I spoken to Credo? I don't know. On your show, I don't.
You're
no,
just supposed to say
Credo,
hello.
What's up, Credo?
Hey there, Andy.
Well, as we refer
I love
to
how
him,
he's debating whether or not he should say hi to Credo.
This actually isn't Credo; it's our Credo soundboard.
You're good at it.
We fooled you.
all the Peggy Lee shit, that's incredible.
Peggy Lee, Patty Page.
All right, guys, we're down to the last minute of the show. So,
all right, well, that filled an hour.
We funna be leaving soon, so.
Thanks for calling in, guys.
Thanks for calling in, Credo and Andrew.
And soundboard genius.
Yes.
Embargo on.
All right, everybody.
Adios.
That was a lunchtime show. Have a good one.
Get later.
Later. Bye. Later, Credo. Oh, shit.
Can I help you with something?
You're listening to Talk Radio at the Talk of Mobility.